systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Friday, March 26, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode 328, the Friday night show, of course. You should all be watching these at thejamhole.com/live or on the Ustream app for your mobile device. Of course, as always, /feedback, type some shit, or give us a call, 406-204-4687. We take your phone calls. Say hi, say what's up, say what's doing, what's
Yo,
new.
Yo, hi.
Hey there, baby cakes, how you doing?
Oh, God.
How are you? You all right?
I'm a little better now, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm good.
I hate when we go out to dinner and everything's awesome and we eat awesome food and then you come home and vomit it all over the place. I always feel like it's such a waste. Like, I could have just fed you water.
Well, I didn't puke all of it. We'll put it that way. It was only a little bit. Like, I kind of had to burp and then a little more came up.
Did you pick and choose? You're like, I'm going to keep down the scallops, mussels, and clams, but I'm going to vomit up the pasta.
Yeah, I did that.
I pick and choose like that. It's good.
I don't know. I've just been feeling a weird, like, weird nauseousy feeling lately, and when I eat it makes it worse. I don't know why. And like, I have never ever thrown up brushing my teeth, but the last like 2 days, yeah,
from
brushing my teeth,
is
I
it from
puke.
From the toothpaste or from the toothbrush?
The toothbrush going? It like, I barely fucking brushed my tongue and all of a sudden gag reflex.
Really? That's weird, because when you're sucking cock, like, you don't gag at all. Even if I take your head and I'm like, oh, like this. Like, I've never seen you gag or throw up except when your nose was clogged and I plugged your mouth. And that was kind of a dick thing to do. And yeah. I'm sorry for that.
I don't know.
Now is the time for me to say I'm sorry for that.
Okay.
I was waiting for the semen to just bust out your nose.
I don't know, I just haven't been feeling good lately. I'm okay, though. And no, I'm not pregnant, you bunch of assholes.
Well, to be sure, we went and stopped at the store and picked up a couple pregnancy tests. I gotta tell you something. Pregnancy tests, not cheap. The first place we went to, they had them locked up. Like, and there's the pharmacy thing, and then there's, like, condoms, contraceptives, which you should be using. And then the next thing over is the shit that if the condoms didn't work or whatever, here's the pregnancy test.
Right.
But it's all locked up behind this glass thing, so you can't get to them. So we went to the 24-hour one, which is Walgreens around here, and they had a bunch. But yeah, like, I've never bought a pregnancy test before, and holy shit, man, they're expensive.
They're expensive,
I was thinking like $4.99 or something. They're like fucking $13.99 for one of them, and some of them are like the cheaper ones, so you get three of them for $13.99. It's like, fuck, dude. I'm going to wager a guess that the majority of people that have to use those steal them, and that's why they were locked up.
Anyway, so I pissed on the damn stick and it came up, you know, negative, but it's kind of unclear and stuff. But I'm due for my period like this tomorrow or the next day or something, so I'll wait and take it again. I don't think I am, though.
I don't think so either.
No, I just don't feel good, that's all.
And I've never told you this, but I'm shooting blanks.
With as much...
The best of me.
With as much pot as you smoke, I wouldn't doubt that.
They're in there. They're just really lazy.
They're like, don't want to.
They go a little bit, and then they're like, what were we doing again? I don't know. Fuck it. Let's pitch a tent here. We're good here for the night.
It's cool.
And then they die, because that's what they do.
So, yeah, I'm not feeling so good tonight, but I'm feeling a little bit better right now.
So, of course, thejamhole.com/contest, we're having a book giveaway to What Do We Do Now? Autographed copies by the authors, Keith and the Girl. Contest ends April 15th. We will announce the winner April 16th as a Friday show. So you guys have time. I just want to let you know, get them in there. We'll read them as soon as we get, you know, a few more. It's looking good so far. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I was kind of worried that, you know, everyone was going to be like, we already have the book, and we've all already autographed our own because that's what Keith said to do. So, and I kind of felt bad about it too. I was like, I don't want all of our listeners that are entering the contest, like, not to buy the book because they're waiting to win this. So I felt like maybe we should have just made it for a week. That way, whoever didn't win, they can go buy it if they wanted it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to buy it, go buy it. But
this
you're
will
not
be
gonna...
your awesome, like, cherishable piece because
yeah,
it's signed.
You're not going to buy an autograph copy. You're going to get and you're going to have to autograph it yourself. So.
And then you're going to feel like a chodwack because you did it yourself.
Exactly. So don't read the ones that you're going to win. You know, keep those in fucking mint condition because one of these days, when Keith and the girl die, those are going to be worth a lot of fucking money.
I hope so.
So maybe I'll just send you the one I autograph. You don't know.
You don't know.
I'm just kidding. We wouldn't do that. But yeah, thejamhole.com/contest. Check that out, definitely. The other thing I wanted to mention, thejamhole.com/POBOX. Make sure you send us postcards from where you live. We're reaching out to all the listeners, trying to get you guys to send us postcards from your town. That way we have like a little cool collection of postcards from where all our listeners are. If you're over in Sweden or Switzerland or Germany or even here in Montana, Kalispell, maybe don't send me one if you're in Kalispell, but you know, you get the picture. So definitely do that. I finally got a chance to listen to the Big Mouse podcast, the interview with Jesse Joyce.
Oh, yeah?
And this is so awesome. He has the worst fucking luck. So
what?
he remember at the end of Wednesday's show, you saw that he had posted something about we're not doing it live.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, he's probably at Jesse Joyce's stand-up show just recording that. And then, so he's like, oh, I posted it and I'm all excited to listen to it in the morning. And I refresh my podcast like I do every morning. I wake up, I refresh the podcast, give them a few minutes to download, and then I sync it and I'm off. So I hit refresh, and everything refreshes and starts downloading except for Big Mouse Podcast, and I get the little exclamation point that, like, something's wrong with the feed. So, of course, I'm a smartass and a dick, so I text him. I'm like, nice interview, except that I can't hear it because your feed is broke.
Oh, God.
Just his luck. Like, but no, I did finally get to listen to it, and they did a really good job. Like, it sounded good. I was impressed that it didn't sound like they were in his hotel room.
Nice.
And Jesse Joyce, he's a funny motherfucker, and he's got to be, like, one of the nicest comics I've ever met. We met him in New York.
Yeah, he was pretty damn cool.
He's just, like, he's the nicest guy, and then he gets on stage and starts telling jokes, and it's like, wow, dude. That guy's an asshole.
On stage, yeah.
He's a funny asshole, but he's an asshole. But yeah, so I just want to say, you know, give props where props are due. You guys did a good job with that. I was very impressed. So
yay.
Nice work.
Anyway.
So last night. We went, oh, yes, caller, you're live on the Gem Hole. Holla. It's Red Fox.
Hey, it's Red Fox.
What up, G?
I just want to say he had a great episode, too, but just something really quick. I got the episode when you didn't, and now my feed is broken, but yours isn't. Like, the Zune one is broken now.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
What is that called? The law of accelerating returns or something? You have to give in order to get? So, that's your fault.
So I got it before you, but now it's broken.
Yeah, well, shit happens. It's only a matter of time, and that's... I saw you had posted that. Like, I got it on my Zune. I was like, well, that's because the Mac, the fucking iMac that runs the iTunes server probably broke. So, tough shit.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, and AMC can suck a dick.
Okay, I'm sure she does, but thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Wow, oh Amesby, why did Red Fox just tell you to suck a dick?
Because she was like, oh, God.
Were you making fun of him having
a
Zune?
Because
that would make me tell him to go suck a dick, too.
Anyway.
So, last night, yesterday, we went to a little hip-hop show, and I was thinking, because last time I was there was not last Thursday, but the Thursday before that, and there's these kids. You guys know Sean. He was our Friday guy when we first started the show. He's doing some rapping up there. And then this kid named Isaiah, who goes by the name of Papa Pill. And you'll remember, way back when me and Braden were doing the Jam Hole, we talked about this kid. And we kind of made fun of him because his CD was not that great. And he was like, round here, fools get shot. And like, it was just kind of making it out to be something it wasn't. And I just wasn't into it. So now he's doing this hip-hop thing every Thursday. And I went a couple weeks ago. And I was really fucking impressed. And we talked about it a little bit here, but he's come a long way since that album. And they're actually doing shows here, and they're doing really good. And I really like what they're doing. Yeah. They're performing. People are into it. There's crowds. It's a cool thing. So last time I was there, I was kind of itching to, like, get on the mic and, like, rap in front of these people and, like, you know, do a little party.
Yeah.
But there wasn't time, and I didn't have any beats. I didn't have anything. I just went there to hang out, and then I got the itch. So yeah. I was like, I called Sean up, and I'm like, hey, not saying I'm gonna, but if I want to, would it be cool if I rapped a couple songs up there? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. So then I'm like, fuck, now I'm nervous because it's been since, oh, I don't know, 01 since I've rapped in front of like a group of people. And then, you know, the last time we actually got up in front of all you guys was at the 250 live show.
Right,
and
right.
That was a jam hole thing, not me up there rapping. So that was totally different. So I'm like, fuck, now what? I don't have any of my shit memorized. I always just read it out of my book because I have a shitty memory or something. So I'm like, all right, I'll take two tracks, Mad Originality and Famous. They're on the Book of Matthew, both of those songs. Mad Originality, you can go to thejamhole.com/forums or /MySpace, and you can hear it there. Famous, you got to buy the CD to get that. So I take the beats and I take the actual songs. And
he
I start
comes home and just starts practicing nonstop. And if you follow me on Twitter, thejamhole.com/Danny is
or,
my Twitter.
Or the forums. You put
or
the picture
forums,
there.
Or the forums, right. Thejamhole.com/forums. I have a couple pictures I took of him with a mic in his hand, not plugged in, with
no.
the cord wrapped around his arm.
It was just to get the feeling of holding a mic. Because when I rap to record my stuff, I do it here with our equipment. So I'm not holding, because we don't have mics that you can really hold. These are condenser mics that you need to stand for.
Yeah.
So I have a couple old Dynamics that, you know, so I'm like holding it just to get my presence down and everything. The cat's sitting here chilling, so I'm rapping to the cat. The cat's following my hand like this, which looks all awesome. And I'm like, yeah, the cat's
yeah.
into it. This should be cool. So I'm trying to memorize, you know, two songs in like 3 hours before we go out to this place. And,
did pretty good though.
And yeah, I got him down. I was like comfortable
was,
with
like,
them.
I was like singing it with you. I'm like, I
yeah.
know I'm better than you.
I'm like,
almost.
You have him memorized better than I do, which is pretty awesome. So
yeah.
Yeah, Nolly Zendead says you practice towards a mirror wearing a hoodie with the lights low with 8 Mile playing, and then I puked mom's spaghetti all over my shirt, or however that song goes.
Oh God,
I know what you're talking about. Thank you. But yeah, so I got to where I felt comfortable enough with it. I felt I had it memorized. I wasn't smoking weed because I know as soon as I did that, that'd be the end of it. So
right.
I stayed sober. And yeah, Sean meets us here and we end up going out to the place. And it ends up being another ladies' night, which I guess that is what every Thursday is when they have the place. It's a ladies' night. And they just so happen to be having a dance competition.
Hmm.
Which I will have a video for you all this weekend of dancing girls, namely Danny and this other hot chick dancing together. Oh, I've jerked off to it 3 times already. It's amazing. So that's happening, and I'm like, you know, is it cool if I get up there, or are we gonna rap? And he's like, I'm not sure because you know this is going on. So I'm like, all right, no worries. I wasn't probably that ready anyway, so you know this is probably for the best. I'll do it next week. When I have, you know, a whole week to actually prepare.
Right, right.
So I'm like, fuck it. We're not going to do this. Let's get drunk. So we go and start having shots and shit.
You're probably like 3 shots of Jameson.
We open up a tab and she's having the Long Islands and I'm kicking back shots and stuff. And then, you know, we go smoke and go back upstairs. And they're like, so we're going to do this dance competition. But first, you guys want to hear some white Montana hip hop? And everyone was like, yeah, because they're all into it. They're there
yeah.
mainly to see Isaiah and Sean, which is mm-hmm. awesome. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm kind of drunk now, but I'll give it a whirl. Why the fuck not? What's the worst that's going to happen? You know,
right.
I forget everything and I just stand there and stare. Cool. So they do a couple of their songs. Yeah, Charlie Clown says, is this in Big Fork? That's the classy side of Flat Valley. That is the classy side. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's at Grizzly Jack's up in Big Fork. So they do their tracks. And there's another dude there that raps with them every now and then also.
Yeah.
So he was like, you know, we got a lot of local talent here. If you guys want us to keep this going, and then we'll do the dance contest. So I'm like, cool, you know, I'll get up there and The other guy, he's like, you know, let me get up there. And I'm like, well, go ahead, because you're more with this crew than I am. I'm just here to hang out and maybe do a couple tracks.
Have
so
some fun. That's pretty much it.
He does his thing, and then he like, they look at me, and they're like, so you ready to rock this? I'm like, no, but let's do it. Fuck it. I'm drunk. Let's do this thing. Whatever. But so I got the beats on the jump drive, and we throw it in his laptop, and I'm worried that the jump drive isn't going to work right, because we were having problems with it. It's the same jump drive we used to install Backtrack and all that shit, so there's something wrong with it from having it Linux formatted. So we get it in there, and it's not working at all, and I'm like, fuck, because it's all quiet. Sean's on the mic, like, trying to kill time. He's explaining to everyone who I am and why the fuck I'm about to do what the fuck I'm about to do. And nothing's popping up on the laptop. And I'm like, fuck. By this point, my hand's shaking. I'm really nervous. About ready to puke, probably.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, wait, it's not going to probably just show up because it's got that stupid E3 thing on it. So I go into his my computer and I find it finally. And I'm like, there's the beats. He's like, well, now what? They're going to play in Windows Media Player. I'm like, no, drag them in. And he drags it in and he's like, all right. And so I grab the mic and I'm like, all right, what's going on, everybody? My name's Matt. I do a podcast talk show called The Jam Hole. I usually don't rap in front of people. I'm more of a spoken word poetry kind of guy, but we're going to try something new tonight. And he dropped the beat, and what happened? Because I blacked out after that. I handed you the camera. I recall that. I give you the camera because I filmed one of their songs, and then I put the camera away because I thought we were done. And then this happened, so I'm like, quick, I grab the camera, hand it to her, and she's like, all right, cool. And she forgot to press record.
I thought it was still recording from the previous
thing. Even though I had...
You still had it in your hand.
And you were a little drunk, too, and that's cool. I really wanted to see it, because when you're doing it, you're not thinking about anything. Like, I'm trying to remember the words and breathe, because I don't write... like I'm going to be performing it. I write it the way I write it, and when I do that, I may not leave myself time to breathe.
Yeah,
because I'm not planning on doing it live. You know, so I'm like dealing with all of this, and she's recording. Well, she's filming. She's holding the camera, pretending to record.
Yes.
Which is awesome, because I saw you and I went over there and I was in the camera like spitting rhymes. So what happened? How did it go?
It went awesome. You did really well.
Did I do awesome?
Yeah, everybody enjoyed it. I mean, they all cheered and shit, and Sean was kind of trying to back you up, just kind of making some noise behind you sometimes.
Yeah, he kept saying, Matt originality. And I didn't even know. I had everything zoned out. I was like straight up tunnel vision. And when we were all done, he's like, do you like my backup? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I was saying Matt originality. I was like, oh. Well, right on.
Oh, God.
That was awesome. But yeah, so it's the weirdest thing. This venue, for one, it's kind of a cowboy-ish-esque thing. So when
it's
I'm
a big
done,
ass cabin.
I did the famous song, and then I did Matt Originality. And then, you know, that was it, and they started playing some more dance music and stuff. And I start to walk downstairs, because we're going to go out and smoke. And I'm just like, I'm high at this point. I am, like, so high on the rush of, I just did that. And people were dancing, and people were into it, and that just blew my fucking mind. And as I'm walking down, this cowboy comes up to me. This older dude had to be in his 40s or something.
Oh, yeah.
He was dancing and shit, and he's like, dude, that was really awesome. You're really good. That was so cool, man. You did such a good job. And I'm looking at him like, are you high? Because you look like a cowboy. And I wasn't singing country at all.
He was digging it, though.
And then, then we go downstairs, and another dude, same attire, different guy, though, maybe a little younger, was like, hey, man, I heard you rapping up there, and that was really good. You're really awesome. You should come here more often and, you know, hang with these guys. And I'm like, all right, cool. That was weird, again, that cowboy's fucking saying that to me. Charlie Clown says the lyrics spoke to his soul. They might have, because I don't write party music. I write, like, deep, kind of think about it, and I'm rhyming, like, all these words and not giving time to breathe or anything retarded like that. But yeah, I don't know. I felt good.
There was
good.
Quite a few people that came up to you and me that were like, hey, was that your man? I'm like, yeah. They're like, he's really fucking good. And
I totally wasn't expecting that. Like, you should have seen him about, oh, I don't know, 2 hours ago, rapping to his cat.
I know, right?
Oh, fuck. Oh, so, yeah, it felt good. I was really excited to get home and look at it so I could kind of study it and see what I did wrong and this and that. And I popped the camera open, and I'm like, there's them, and there's the girls dancing, and I was in between those two things. Did you press record? No, I thought you handed it to me recording. Fuck! But you kind of felt bad about it, looked like. And I felt bad that
I
made
really
you.
Bad. Cause
it really,
like, fuck.
It wasn't a big deal. I just was really looking forward to seeing it, cause
well, so is
I was so in the moment. I didn't, like, think about any. I was just doing it, like, the words, and that was it, and the beat, you know? Like,
well, it's
so,
okay. It seems like we're gonna go back this next Thursday.
Yeah, so.
Try it again.
So, Sean Lyrical, as he's known as, and if you go to. I put them in our top friends list on the MySpace because that's what they use because it's all music and that's where they have a following at. So you can check out their stuff. But Sean got really drunk last night. And
way
so
drunk.
He met us at my house and then I drove us all up there because, you know, I don't usually drink even though I did up there. But I was cool by the time we were done because it was
pretty,
a few hours.
He was pretty slick about it, wedging himself in between two chicks dancing and shit.
I know.
Shit.
He's such
like,
a pimp out there. And that's his crowd. Like, those people all come out to see them, like that's their group, which is really cool now that they're accepting me into this and they want me to come and do this with them.
You actually danced with me too.
I know you didn't know you I knew how to dance, huh?
You don't really, but it's okay.
You're a bitch.
I was just kidding.
Who didn't win the fucking dance contest? You want to talk about
win.
Who
it's
doesn't
okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to dance good with you. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. No, the chick.
Shut up.
She won. No, like, they didn't have any fucking competitors.
No,
there was two
yeah.
chicks at the beginning, and the one chick wanted to do it, but she didn't have anyone to do it with. And she's like, I know I can win this. I need someone to go against. And I was like, fine, I'll go.
Red Fox says, are you recording right now?
No.
I was waiting for that.
But
oh, fuck. Nolly Zendet says, you should have told him you have an album. I had copies of the Book of Matthew in Sean's bag. Sean was too drunk and I just didn't even remember.
Yeah,
so fuck it. But it's
but
cool.
Yeah, so I got up there and danced with her because, dude, I didn't want her to feel all left out and shit. It didn't seem like anybody else was going to go up there if we didn't do it.
That's what I was going to say. It's weird when bars have these kinds of contests that are focused around girls.
Showing
themselves as being sexy or stripping or anything provocative like that, it almost seems scumbaggy that you're trying to get these girls drunk by giving them free Jello shots and free shots so that they will go and dance and shake that ass and maybe take some clothes off. It seems like in any other context, that would be a very scumbaggy thing to do. But when you're in a bar doing it, it's totally accepted. Like, if those girls were at our house hanging out and I was like, so you guys want to have an orgy? And they're like, no. And I'm like, Jello shots.
Right.
Like, okay, now do you guys want to have an orgy?
Okay.
No, not really. Jello shots. You know, that's what it's the equivalent of. And granted, there's no sex in the dance competition. But same thing. You want these girls to act a certain way so you get them liquored up. And in any other context, it seems like such a scumbaggy thing. But it was awesome. Some of those girls
you
could
move.
You know,
we've been together.
You included. By the way, you can move like a fucking goddess snake beast. And it fucking
we've been
made
together
my dick
for
get
over a year, and this was the first time you've ever seen me dance.
Charlie Clown says, roofie shots.
Oh, God.
Why does this taste like opiates? Don't worry about it. You ready for an orgy now? Yeah.
Right. Free for all.
Yeah, right. And that's how date rape starts.
But yeah, dude, we've been together for over a year, and this was the first time you ever saw me dance. So
yeah,
wasn't it horrible?
It was awesome. I was like, damn, that's my girl. The same when I was rapping up there, and you were like, yeah, that's my man. That is awesome. When you were dancing, I was like, yeah, shake that ass, bitch. I'll give you $50. You come home and do that with me.
Oh my God.
But so yeah, Sean was pretty wasted, and I was like, all right, it's 1 o'clock. I got to work in the morning, of course. So, and I told him before, I'm like, if you ride up with us, I'm not staying till close. You know, I got to work in the morning. Shit. He doesn't. He's on spring break or whatever. So I felt kind of bad pulling him away. But once we got home, he was so fucking excuse my face, drunk
just like that.
And if you saw, oh, that was foul. If you saw on the gemhole.com/toy or Facebook or whatever, where I post real time pictures, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I made one before we went to bed. I was
you
like,
asshole,
this is how you know it's a good night. And it was him just passed the fuck out on our couch.
I know.
And so I'm thinking, earlier that day, we had some awesome daytime sex after work. I got home because you were mentioning how you wanted to fuck the night before and I was doing shit, so that didn't happen, right?
Yeah.
And then so I'm like, fuck it. As soon as I get home, let's do it. And you're like, well, maybe later because you got some shit to do. And I was like, all right, whatever. So I get home and stuff, and then a little while later, you get home and it's on.
Yep.
In the bedroom, I'm like, this is weird. There's lights on because it's daytime. Why are we fucking in the daytime? That's cool. So we do it. And so I'm expecting we drag Sean's ass up the fucking stairs. And I notice every time he went out that door, he never shut it. When
yeah,
I woke
I
up this morning, the door was wide open. Kat was just like, I'm in here, but I want you to know I could have left because you left the fucking door open. And so I'm thinking,
why does everybody think that they can leave that open? Is it because there's another room out there or
I don't. Well, no, it's because the door, you got to close it. Close it. Otherwise, if you just,
no,
you know,
people
it won't
just
close.
Leave that open. Like, why open?
Because they were born, all of my friends were born in barns, much like Jesus, or so the story goes.
I don't get it.
Because my friends are retarded.
It's because our door doesn't lead outside.
It doesn't
leads
lead
into,
anywhere.
Like, a foyer or whatever you want to call it to get into the other apartments.
So I'm thinking he listens to this show every now and then. He's probably like, oh, I'll crash on the couch because it's going to be safe. I won't have to worry about listening to them fuck because, as you know from the show, they never fuck. So that's cool. We fucking showed him, didn't we? Twice in one day. Look at you go, girl.
I don't know.
That was awesome, though, because you were kind of drunk. I think I have the secret now.
What?
I just need to get you drunk.
I really wasn't that drunk. I only had like three or four drinks.
You were earlier a little bit. Did you just sober up or something?
What are you talking about earlier?
Well, like at the bar and stuff, your glassy eyes, you were like, I love you. You were pretty drunk.
No.
No? Then you were acting like it.
I was having fun.
Well, and that's awesome. But I'm just saying, like, he was probably not expecting that. And he was passed the fuck out anyway.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny that, like, anyone that comes over here is like, oh, we don't gotta worry about them fucking in the bedroom while we're sleeping out here because they never do it. And then we're like, bam, all night, bitch.
Did he say anything about it?
No, not at all. I don't think he remembers much of last night.
Yeah,
but
probably not. But I don't know. I don't know. I want to go out and do it again, though. My legs
hurt this morning. Oh, yeah, we're gonna. And, okay, so the point of it is that Sean texted me this morning, and he's like, Isaiah was really impressed with what you did, and if you want to be, you're a part of this crew now, and you can perform with us, you can have any show you want. I was like, really?
Like, are you serious?
Are you fucking with me, or are you serious? Because I was totally, like, not really that prepared, but, you know, I guess I did okay if people were coming up to me and saying, and granted, everyone's drunk, so I kind of take it worth, you know, a grain of salt because everyone's drinking. But it's hard to get a crowd into that kind of thing when they're that kind of crowd. And they were totally into it with their sets and the two songs I did. So we're talking back and forth and shit, and they want me to get with them and make this group of us three and do music. So
I think it would be awesome.
And so April
20th. You all have the talent.
Yeah, and they've gotten so much better, and I haven't been performing. They've been performing a lot, but the whole time I've been writing and rapping, just not performing like that. So,
and Isaiah's got a really good head on his shoulders.
Yeah,
for
he's really business smart about that shit, which I was really impressed with. So it's looking like it's gonna happen, and we'll be making some music and stuff, which is really cool because that's what I really would like to do: podcast and make hip hop. So
yeah,
April 20th. There's a show in Spokane, and they want me to go up there with them and perform with them. So I'm thinking about getting the time off to do that. So if we got any fans in Washington or in the Spokane area, check out that April 20th. And I'll have more info for you guys once we have it all, you know,
figured
set
out.
In stone and everything for sure. But yeah, I was totally not expecting anything to come of this. I just was like, I want a chance to just get out there and play, basically. Yeah. Let some other people hear what
That's
I'm doing.
That's what I figured.
Because I was wrapped to myself here all day in my book.
The
so
most
it's like,
I thought about was maybe some people will like it. Maybe they'll buy the albums. We could throw some cards and some stickers in it, promote the show a little bit more, get some more local followers.
And
That's
just,
it.
I want to go out and rap just for fun because it's been a long time since I've done it. Totally not expecting them to be like, you're awesome, you're a part of our group now.
Right,
and that
right.
was, I was like flattered, like, wow, really? I didn't think I did that well. I mean, not that I know because someone didn't press record, but, you know, no grudge. I'm over it.
Yeah, okay.
You knew I was going to give you shit about that.
I told you not to.
I know.
I hate you.
When do I do what you say, though? Come on.
Never.
So, yeah, that'll be cool. I'm really excited. When he called me, we talked for like half hour talking about things and how what he wants to do and what I want to do correlates a lot with what he wants to do. And I think we can really help each other out and make this happen, you know?
Yeah.
Especially around here because they have all the good venues here. They play at all the cool places. So if I can just tag along and open for him or rap with him, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
And that'll get us more exposure for the show and for the hip-hop, and we can combine it into a big, giant,
it's
awesome
amazing,
thing.
Amazing, huge pile of stuff.
So, yeah, so that's that awesome night. I'll put the video up of Dana and her friend dancing and Sean and Isaiah rapping their song. And, yeah, I'll put those up on the YouTube hopefully this weekend.
And I'm probably gonna go next Thursday we'll have some more good shit, too.
And hopefully a video of me this time. But, yeah, so tomorrow I'm going to go meet with them at 3, and we're going to check out the beats because they have a bunch of beats. And that was always my one fallback, is that I didn't have beats, which is why I'm making payments on these. So they have some all ready to go that I can use while I'm making payments with this, so I can collaborate with them with their stuff and then still do my own solo thing once I pay these off. So it'll all totally work out.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. When you told me about it, I was like,
yeah, I was so stoked.
Dude.
I was like, dude, guess what? They really actually did like it.
I told you, and the entire time he's practicing, he's like, all right, is it good, or is it just because you're my girlfriend that you're saying? Because
you have to say good, otherwise I'll tell you to leave.
Right, and I'm like, no, dude, seriously, because like, I have driven around in my car, played your shit on my iPod with a friend in the car, and been like, hey, am I just liking him because I love him, or is this good? And they're usually like, dude, no, this is fucking awesome.
Right, because I don't get that either, because everyone I ask, obviously, are friends of mine. So,
right.
Of course, they're like, yeah, it's good. I'm like, anything else? No, it's good. Did you hear any of it? Huh? Never mind.
No, like, when my brother yeah, and his girlfriend came over yesterday, I played a little bit of it for them, and his girlfriend was like, holy shit, he's really good. And me and Mikey were just talking.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, like, I wasn't even paying attention to it playing or her. And, like, we're talking, and she's like, she looks at me, she goes, wow, that's your boyfriend? He's really good. I was like, huh? Oh, yeah. Thanks. Cool.
I just broke the zipper on my pants.
Good job. How did you break it?
I don't know.
Stop playing with your zipper. That shows to show me that you are playing with your penis during the show. Stop trying to get in your own pants during the show.
Whoa.
What are you doing with your zipper?
Unzipping it and zipping it. Leave me alone.
You fidgety fuck. Cut it out.
I can't help it.
Yes, you can.
Okay, maybe I can.
God.
All right, next.
And you know what? I found his weakness. If you grab his hand while he's rapping, he can't rap.
My kryptonite, bitch.
It was so funny. He does this. He, like, you know, moves his arms all over the place while he's rapping.
I'm picking the words out of the air, and I'm putting them where they need to go.
Yeah, okay.
Just really fast.
And
thank you.
If you grab his hand and stop him from doing that, he can't rap.
If you stop the metronome when someone is trying to sing, they're not going to sing right. So
can I
fuck
duct
off.
Tape your arm to yourself and
no.
make you rap?
But could you imagine if I got in an accident and lost my arm? Because you got to have one hand
You'd
to hold
like,
the mic. With my stump.
You know?
Oh, God. Maybe that's my gimmick. Maybe I'm the one-armed rapper.
Ew. Huh?
Just with a little wing, like flapping
you're gonna
around.
You're going to remind me of like Def Leppard and shit. Cut it out.
That would be so horrible. But anyway, so I want to talk about our Florida live show here we're thinking about doing. This is only going to happen if whoever wants to go to this, if you're going to go or if you want to go, go to the jamhole.com/forums. There's a thread in there called Florida live show, August, September, something like that. We were thinking about it, and it's a long way to go, and not have people show up. So we want to make sure there is interest for us to do a live show. It's going to be around episode 400. It's going to be probably towards the beginning or middle of September.
Right.
End of August. Probably more like the beginning of September.
Okay.
So you guys still have a while, but we need to know if you guys are into this. Because if not, we'll take a vacation and not lug equipment with us and purchase a venue. Because it's going to cost us a lot of money to do this. Excuse me. Because we're not at home. Here, we could have another live show here every fucking week if we wanted, up at Annis, where we did the jamhole.com/250.
Right.
You guys should get that and help us pay some fucking server fees here. You like those fast downloads? Shit's expensive. Help a brother out. But we were thinking about it, and we're like, you know, what if no one shows up? Or what if only a few people show up? We're going to go all that way, spend all the money on the venue, get a band for the after party. Like, we're going to do this right.
Yeah.
So if you guys want this to happen, you have to go there and post and be like, if you go down there, we will go see you guys. So make sure you do that. You guys still have a while, but we want to get this figured out for sure by, like, April, by the end of April.
Yeah.
That way we have a few months to get everything in order, plane tickets and all that stuff. So definitely, if you guys want us to do it, this is a lot more serious than the one here. Because if no one showed up, whatever, we're still recording a live show.
Yeah.
But down there, it's a long way from home. That's the other side of the country. And if we're going to go all that way,
putting a lot on this, a gamble, basically.
Exactly. So we want to make sure that you guys are into it. If you want to see us live and do a live show with us for episode 400 down in Florida, post in the jamhole.com/forums and let us know. If you guys are there, we're there. That type of thing.
Yeah,
so we need a head count.
If y'all want to do it, I will just go fishing for a week.
I will go on a vacation somewhere and not lug all this equipment around and get a venue and all that shit. You know, we'll just go have our own vacation, or maybe we'll, you know, do something else. Or I could take that money and use it for other things. But I'm saving money from my taxes for plane tickets and everything. So we're going to do it if you guys are into it. But if not, then, you know, we're going to just save the money, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Because
this show does cost a lot of money and it comes out of our pockets. So we appreciate you guys donating and buying stuff from the store and all that shit. It definitely helps out. Helps keep it going.
And I made a new hemp necklace the other day and it's pretty cute. I don't know why I made it. I was kind of bored.
It's his right here in camera one.
That takes me all of 10 minutes to do.
Yeah, so if you guys want these, email info@thegemhole.com. She'll make you a custom-made one with whatever you want on it and that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I'll make a few more. Because
she needs
pictures.
She needs a job. She needs a little extra money because she's not working right now because she got fucked over. So
yeah. So I don't know. I make those a dime a dozen, dude. It's cool. And I'm going to get some more beads and shit, and I'll make some of different lengths and stuff, and we'll take pictures and put them on the forum so you guys can see and pick an, you know, an inch size or whatever. And get those if you want. They're pretty cool. I got black hemp and the regular hemp.
Yeah, the Eon says, you guys put this together with crazy glue and Sudafed, which is why we have the fastest downloads of any podcast you listen to, right? How's your podcast coming? Oh, are you redoing the website again? That's good. Let me know when that's finished. So, you want to make a Craigslist ad real quick? I was walking down the street the other day, and I looked down, and I saw this piece of paper, and I'm like, curious and curiouser.
Oh, yeah?
Why is this piece of paper just sitting on the ground like that? So I'm like, huh. I pick up the piece of paper.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know what was on it?
I don't know.
There was a name, and there was a phone number on it, and there was part of an ad, and so I wanted to help this guy out. He needs our help, because I think he doesn't know that this piece of paper fell out of his pocket, right?
Right.
And I would feel bad if he didn't get the gay sex that he had written on the note that he was saving to remind himself to make a Craigslist post. Huh. So maybe you guys can all help us out with this. His name is Brian McGuire, McGuire. There was a number written down on that paper. It's 406-250-2822. Huh. And now what the ad wants to say is that he's looking, either local or not, because he has a lot of money and he's willing to travel. He wants some gay sex, nice and discreet, got to be clean, preferably interracial, but, you know, he's not picky, or so the note said. So maybe you guys can help him out with that. His name's Brian McGuire. I think he, I found it in front of the KB.
Yeah.
Is that, whoa, is the KB where you used to work at?
Yeah, that's where I used to work at.
Do you know that guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that'd be the guy.
Did you know he was gay?
I knew that he was.
He was getting a divorce from his wife, right?
Right.
Maybe she caught him sucking a dick or something. That's
weird.
I know
that he is the king douchebag of Jerk Off Mountain.
Is he the guy that fired you?
Yeah.
That is so weird.
It is, huh?
What a coincidence. I would find this note of a half-written Craigslist ad with the phone number 406-250-2822 on it and the name Brian McGuire.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
Hmm.
So, did I also forget to mention that the best Craigslist ad is going to get a special surprise?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Special jam hold prize. A gift. Maybe cash. Maybe something else. Who knows?
You don't know.
So, if, you know, you guys have some time, maybe make a Craigslist ad for...
Or even a phone call.
Or give him a call. If you're gay or pretending to be and you want to pound some ass... Give him a call, 406-250-2822. Ask for Brian. Ask him how his divorce is going.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, just thought that was interesting. I totally forgot to mention that. I've been having that for the past couple of days, and I forgot to bring it up. It was so weird. I'm just walking down this alley. I'm like, it was like an omen or a sign. It was this piece of paper, like, glowing
like
pick me up, pick me up. And I'm like, huh, that's weird. So, yeah. That's what's on it.
He's probably bored and lonely. He needs some phone calls.
Well, I would imagine. I mean, if I just got done going through a divorce or anything, you know, I'd be pretty lonely too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys should
Charlie Clem says, I hope he isn't listening. Yeah, I hope he is.
That's not
Don't
a big
be
deal.
A dick. Sometimes that's
Don't
what it takes.
Don't drop shit out of your pockets.
Yeah.
It's not
Especially
my fault.
Stuff like that. You would think if you were writing out a Craigslist ad for gay interracial sex, you would... Maybe keep that
a
shit...
a little bit more discreet.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't put your full name, Brian McGuire, in your phone number, 406-2... Fuck, I don't know what it is. Whatever I said it was.
Personal cell phone number.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Like, you wouldn't write that on an ad. Especially
no.
if you didn't want people to know that you were gay.
Yeah. Or King Douchebag of Jerk Off Mountain.
That's weird. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, speaking about sex, I found a cool article here. This is historic sex toys have been found. They auctioned them off for £3,600, which, you know, British pounds, of course. They found there's wooden items. They're believed to be French, auctioned at Brentwood Antiques Auction on Thursday. The auctioneer, Wendy Wood, she said, quote, "You might laugh, but it's a good opportunity for investment. You won't see another one in a long time."
Huh.
That's so crazy if that's really what these things are. And I'll put a link to this in the show notes at thejamhole.com. But they look like fucking dildos, but they're carved out of wood, all ancient. Like, these things probably were penetrating Cleopatra back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know where those have been. They might have some weird Egyptian aids on them or something.
Amesby says, "Didn't you get mad when that chick put your pics and number on the internet? Sounds like the same thing to me."
Yeah,
but the
see,
thing is I didn't do anything to provoke that.
Yeah.
At all. Like, nothing
and
at all.
Hold on. Did you not listen to us tell the story about how big of a D-bag this guy may have been? Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
But I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying I found this piece of paper and I feel bad that he's not getting a chance to make the ad because he lost his paper. So I just throw it out there. Do what you guys want.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
It may not even be his. It may be someone else that wrote it that didn't like him because apparently he's not making any friends here.
Yeah, no,
so
he's not making any friends.
I just found it. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe
Charlie
you should...
Clown says he burned down Famous Dave's.
Allegedly. He
allegedly
may have. He set the water heater on fire. That's
probably
what I heard. Word on the street.
No idea.
But I don't know. Maybe you should be nicer to people.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
Maybe
if
people
I,
won't write things
if
like
I
that
was
and put
a
them on the floor.
And not just you. All the girls that work there. If I was
Even
a rancid...
the guys don't like them there.
Weird, huh? I wonder why.
Not weird at all, actually.
Oh, well. I'm just saying. I found a piece of paper. That's what was written on it. Thought I'd share it with y'all. So, an anonymous bidder bought the pair of dildos, which come with their own leather-lined case.
Ooh.
One of the objects measures 10 inches, if you know what I mean. You know what
wow.
I mean. And the other 11. Mm. Staff at the auction described the sex toys as, quote, extraordinary and exceptionally rare.
Ew.
Oh, God. Wouldn't old sex toys be worth less?
Yeah.
Like, that dildo that we have up there, the Ferildo.
Yeah.
As soon as we opened it, it declined in price.
Exactly.
And I'm going to wager a guess that in, let's see, these date back to the 1700s. So I'm going to say in a few hundred years, it's not going to be worth more. I'm just saying. Now, maybe if it was made out of wood and had sex in Cleopatra's cunt, then maybe. But you know,
maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess you'd get some DNA off there and clone her or something. That'd be cool.
What the fuck?
She was a hoe bag. You remember that show, Rome?
Rome.
Towards the end of the last season, she was a hoe bag.
Berger says, did they give it an STD test before they sold them?
No, but they fucking should have.
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah. Staff at the auction described the toys as totally fucking awesome. The catalog description read, designed to please, lot 340, an extraordinary and exceptionally rare travel Gotermik. Gotermik?
What?
I think that's German for dildo. Because it has a little case. It's a travel dildo.
Okay.
A travel pocket dildo set.
Cool.
Ooh. Quote, a pair of wooden phallus, or phalli, contained within a fitted kid leather covered treen case with strap fleurs de lis decoration. The case, although having a relined interior, appears to have age commensurate with the phallus. Whatever that means.
Oh, okay.
So, that's pretty awesome. Let's talk about crazy people. You know where Bainbridge Island is?
Nope.
Me neither. Anyway, okay. There's a guy there. A shirtless man thrashing a large sword and armed with throwing knives gave himself up outside a lumber supply store without incident. The man, who's 35, this is so awesome, was covered in scrapes and cuts and had been waving the sword aggressively and stabbing objects in the parking lot of the Pro Building Supply Store.
Okay.
So, crazy dude with sword and throwing knives, stabbing things in a parking lot, just
things
nuts.
Things being like vehicles?
Well, an off-duty Bainbridge Island officer approached the oddly behaving man and told him to lay down his sword, knives, and other sharp objects he was carrying. Lay down your arms, Arthur.
Oh, God.
The agitated man complied. He then told the off-duty officer and other officers who'd gathered there he was hunting werewolves and chuds.
Chuds?
Who can, if you don't know, if you've never seen the 1984 hit movie, Chud, they can disguise themselves as humans. He said he was afraid of getting hurt.
What?
Police took him to the Harrison Medical Center for an eval. Employees of nearby Ace Hardware store said the man had approached customers there. Excuse my face.
Ugh.
Demonstrating and displaying his sword and throwing his knives, according to the police report.
The fuck?
What are you doing?
What kind of chuds are you on, dude?
Does anyone remember the movie from 1984 called Chuds? And then the sequel, which came out in 1989, called Chuds 2. Do you know what those stand for?
No.
It's C period, H period. It's an acronym, okay?
Okay, I got it.
Cannibalistic Human Underground Dwellers.
Huh. Okay. Why does it just say, like...
So, there's a comment here.
So much easier.
It's so funny. Ah, the cannibalistic human underground dwellers. I thought we got rid of all those when we incorporated. Also, didn't realize we had werewolves on the island. I guess they've been forced out of their natural habitat with all the growth here. Seriously, hope the guy gets the help he needs and glad nobody got hurt.
Oh my God.
Or cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers is what this other guy says. That's such the internet. That's such a nerd thing to do. This guy writes out a funny thing. And then the next comment is, actually, I thought it was cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers, not human. humanoid, human, go fuck yourself. It's the same fucking thing. I mean, it's not.
Not a big deal.
In this story, it doesn't fucking matter. It's the same fucking thing.
It's just some dude with a sword and some throwing knives. Going stabbing
nuts.
At absolutely nothing.
Oh my god, I would have loved to have been there and watched him just go all like,
it's like
nuts
I'm
with his sword.
Fucking hunting gremlins and critters. Okay,
fireball,
fuck
fireball,
off.
Fireball. That's
right?
What it reminds me of. I'm playing Chud. Don't worry about it. All right, moving on here. Let's talk about Munfordville, Kentucky. Yeah, I heard it. You know what they have down there?
Chicken.
Right. Also, a lot of chicken. They have these weird family groups.
Okay.
You know, like the Mennonites, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. They have like groups like that. So 11 people were killed in a fiery crash between a tractor trailer, hit a herda, and a van on the I-65 in south central Kentucky.
Okay.
Two children survived the crash. Officers said the crash occurred about 5 a.m. The police said the tractor trailer crossed over the median and hit the van.
Okay.
Which leads me to believe that neither parties involved were paying attention. Because
at
if I'm
all.
Driving down the I-65 and I see a tractor fucking trailer coming in my lane,
I'm
going to either go into his lane to to avoid it, or I'm going to go the other way and avoid it. Either way, I'm avoiding it.
Or if you have a mic that swings into your face,
right.
You're just going to take it.
And you just
it.
Smack the fuck out of
right.
it.
Right, because... You did that very well.
I know. I racked it. Thank you. But seriously, like, if you're driving and you see that, do you just not react? Or I don't understand ever how those accidents happen.
You gotta be really fucking high on something.
I don't know. Because I've driven cross country
wow.
so many times, and I'm like, they're big, dude. It's not like a motorcycle
yeah.
that you didn't see. This is a fucking tractor trailer coming into your lane.
It's like farm equipment, okay?
Yeah.
It's big.
Like, you wouldn't avoid that? I don't
and
know,
they
not,
sound like...
Did you never play Frogger? Because you're supposed
yeah.
to avoid those things, you
fail
retard.
With a capital F.
Police said 10 of the 12 people in the van were killed in the crash. The driver of the tractor trailer was traveling alone and also killed. Hart County Coroner Jeff Rotten said the victims in the van were members of the Esch family and two friends, ESH family.
Mm.
Rotten said John and Sadie Esch died in the crash along with their three daughters, Rose, Anna, and Rachel, their son Leroy. Leroy Esch's wife, Naomi, and two-month-old son, Jalen, were killed in the crash, but
oh, wow.
sons, Johnny and Josiah, survived.
Damn.
The Esch family, a pastor for the family, said they were on their way to a wedding in Iowa. The pastor with the Marrowbone Christian Brotherhood. If your religion has the word brotherhood in it, probably not a good religion. We grow the best chickens in there. We got farm fresh eggs.
Oh, God.
It's Amish paradise. That's basically the moral of the story here.
All right.
Quote, the more I talk about it, the more I think how much we're going to miss them. It's going to be difficult because, you know, that was half of our village. Kaufman said as he fought back tears while speaking with the media. Kaufman and Rachel Esch and her boyfriend, Joel, were engaged. Quote, they were trying to make wedding plans and they were a little bit undecided whether it was going to be July or September. She wanted July. Her parents thought she should wait till December. Seems kind of a moot point now, don't it?
Yeah, can't do shit now.
Should have been fucking yesterday. You might have had the wedding.
Or maybe not let a tractor trailer hit you.
Right.
Yeah.
Suicide. When something
maybe.
That ridiculous happens, like, you must have done it on purpose because there is no possible way that that was a fucking accident because you're an idiot if it was.
Maybe the dude was driving the van.
Oh, they
who
were Mennonites the also, by the way.
Who was in the van?
All the Mennonites.
Okay,
all
maybe
fucking
the father
12 of them.
Was driving in the van,
getting
put the
roadhead,
child, no, putting child locks all on, parked, and just kind of sat and watched, and was like, you know what?
He looked back, looked at his family, and was like,
fuck
it.
This.
Actually, it was the van that crossed the median and hit the tractor trailer.
Oh, really?
No.
Wait, no. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
But no, dude, seriously, like, because you could just picture that. Be like, you know what? My life is shit. I'm going to hit this child safety lock. and I'm going to.
I don't think Mennonites think like that, though, for sure. Unless they're really off the deep end. We have some Mennonites up here, too, and they are weird motherfuckers. They're always, like, going around to businesses, like, trying to sell them their farm stuff. It's like, how about
you? There's a lot of Mennonites down in Florida, too, where I'm from.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like, how about you join the rest of society and stop fucking doing whatever creepy, weird religious shit you're doing out there in your compound, and come join us.
They actually have some of the best restaurants ever. There is, in Sarasota, Florida, there's a restaurant
called... The Mennonites?
Yeah.
Really?
There's a place called Yoder's. And oh my god. No, like you order...
Food you want.
Like, it's like a, you know, like an $8 plate of whatever. You get a fucking plate of your main entree, and then you get a plate of your side and a plate of your other side.
Damn.
Like, it's like, whoop, whoop. And then, like, ordering cheesecake there, their cheesecake is the best fucking cheesecake I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
And when you order a slice, you get a slice that's as big as this book. It's like, bruh.
Charlie Clown says, this sounds like an example of natural selection.
Probably.
I fully agree with that.
But no, if we go down there, we're going to Yoder's. So
we go
good.
Check out the Mennonites?
Yeah.
Point and laugh at
the
them?
The servers all have the little bonnet things on and shit.
Look at them with their no electricity and their barns and their fucking their sisters. Ha!
Anyway,
so the lady, you know, they said the people were engaged and then they were both killed. She says, quote, "I'm just thankful that not one of them is left behind. It would be so much easier for them this way, just both being able to go and be together in heaven." Kaufman also said the only two family members who survived the crash, two boys aged 3 and age 5, are beginning to understand what happened on I-65. So it's much better for them, but what about the two boys?
Yeah, right?
It's not so good for them, is it?
Where the fuck are they going to go?
Quote, "The oldest one is pretty intelligent."
For
a 5-year-old, you know. Really? What's 2 + 2? Cows. Very good. He is a smart one.
Oh, my God.
The oldest one is pretty intelligent, and one of them told them that their daddy's in heaven. And I think he's grasped that. Well, wait till someone else tells him that your daddy was a big fat liar and heaven doesn't exist. Can you grasp that?
No.
No. The Mennonite family was from Marrowbone, Kentucky. It hurt a population. What would you, if you had to wager a guess, let's say these 12 people died and they were all from Marrowbone, Kentucky. What would you wager a guess?
Marrowbone?
Marrowbone, M-A-R-R-O-W, bone, one word, Kentucky. Before they died, what would you guess the population was?
60.
43.
Damn.
Go ahead and subtract 10 from that number.
Well, the whole town will be at the funeral. Like, the whole town will be there.
That is unbelievable. Good living, right?
Yeah,
how's your town? How's your society of 43 people? No, excuse me, 32 people now. There goes, that just cut your dating pool in half.
That sucks.
Oh, the Mennonite life is life for me. Yeehaw. They were described by the community members as being very active at Marrowbone Christian Brotherhood creepy fuck place. Their community is relying on faith to help them cope with the loss of so many friends and loved ones. What were you relying on when God took them? Where was your faith then? Like,
yeah.
I don't understand that. No, this was God's plan. Okay, sure. Does that help you sleep at night?
Well, God's plan
God's plan was for you to live in a society of 43 people and then take out half of them.
Yes.
That was God's plan. I have faith in that. quote, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This isn't an accident. Okay. This was God who knew from the beginning, and that will be one of the beginning things that the community will do, is accept it as the will of God. And we have confidence that they were saved.
I mean, there's not going to be an insurance battle going on?
Well, no. I mean, well, let's not get out of hand. I mean,
of course. Of course not. Yeah.
Who's going to build our farm now? I mean, come on.
Vehicle homicide on however many counts. But it was the will of God, and it's okay, but I still want my fucking money.
That's so awesome.
Faggots.
We accept it as God's will. It was God's will
and
to kill them all.
And I will accept your
it
paycheck.
It was God's will to kill them all and leave the 5-year-old and the 3-year-old, right? That was God's will. He's got plans for those two boys,
they
right?
They were the only two that weren't that inbred.
Right? They knew
God
enough
God was like,
to...
you, done, you, done. Okay, you're all right.
Boom,
you're
boom,
done,
boom, boom,
you're
boom,
done.
Boom.
That one, not so bad.
They were the only two that had enough sense to duck when they saw this.
Right?
The rest of them were like, ooh, what's that? Sticking
shiny.
Their head up. Oh, God. Unbelievable. And it just blows my mind that these...
No, it's not unbelievable. It's believable.
Oh, yeah, no. That's, yeah, very believable, but unbelievable in the same sense. So, pretty interesting. And the story kind of goes on. The governor gives a statement, of course, because they're all fucking inbred, probably all related. So,
yeah,
moving on.
The Hatfields and McCoys, man.
Charleston, South Carolina, while we're talking about some inbreds. He had heard of.
South Carolina's one of the best ones.
Oh,
dude.
I know it, man. Don't I know it. South Carolina woman accused of letting her children die in a sweltering car said, hey, she put the tots in the trunk and pressed a pillow against their faces to stop them from crying so she could work nearby. That's all. I was just trying to get them to stop crying so I could go to work nearby in the trunk of the car, smothered
right.
with a pillow. Really? All right, cool. Quote, she said she put a pillow over the little boy's face and then over the little girl, testified Rebecca Stone, who shared a cell at the Berkeley County Jail
Were
with
they
Samantha Hayward after Hayward's arrest in 07. Did we read about this? Hayward sounds familiar. Did we do this story? Anyone in the chat remember
this? Hayward.
Hayward, maybe that was it. Hayward, 30, is charged with homicide by child abuse and illegal conduct toward a child in the deaths of her 4-year-old son and her daughter, who was nearly 2. You know what?
What?
I know a 3 and a 5-year-old that you could adopt that don't have a family.
And maybe stuff them in your trunk and shove pillows in their face.
Well, at least
get
then
rid
they'll
of two more.
At least then they'll be in heaven, right?
Yeah. With
I'm
the
just,
rest of their inbred
I'm just
pound.
Trying to populate heaven, that's all. I'm sending you all to heaven. I'm just trying to free you. I know how horrible this world is, especially for all of you religious people. I'm just trying to help you out. You want to go to heaven, here you go. Enjoy.
Anyway,
authorities allege that after the deaths, Hayward took the children back to her apartment, washed and dressed them, and then stuffed them in plastic bags under a sink.
What?
Also, God's will. Hayward assured Circuit Judge R. Markley Dennis, who is presiding over her bench trial, that she wants to tell her side in a story that attracted national headlines. Stone was among the last of 23 prosecution witnesses. She testified Hayward told her she left the children in the car because her babysitter had canceled and she had no one else to watch them. The car was parked outside a home for the disabled where Hayward worked. I'm going to guess pill junkie, maybe?
Maybe.
Stone, in jail on a bad check charge, said Hayward told her she checked on her children from time to time. According to earlier testimony, temperatures in the car that July day reached nearly 130 degrees. Stone said Hayward told her she was upset that the children were crying. Quote, she said she went back out and put the children in the trunk with a pillow and bedding. Stone testified, adding Hayward later returned and covered their faces with the pillow. She went back there and, like, opened the trunk and they were sleeping on the pillow. She's like, no, honey,
like
this.
This.
That's fucked up. She said the defendant told her she did not kill them, but put the pillows in their faces. Quote, just long enough to keep them from crying, which also just so happened to be
long enough
to keep them from breathing
right.
and living.
Yes.
Also, and doing God's work, because now they're
Thank
dead.
Thank you.
They're in heaven, though. quote, she said they had ruined her life, as so many children tend to do. They kept her from going to school. Maybe you
don't have the baby.
Should have thought about that when you got fucking knocked up, okay, whore?
Not once.
Okay.
But twice.
Twice. Maybe you should have thought about that. You kept yourself from going to school by having those babies. And I see you're trying to do the right thing by being like, maybe I'm not the best mother. I'm just going to go ahead and kill them. You know, I mean, they're my kids, right? I can do whatever I want to them.
Yeah.
That's how this works, right?
No.
Unfucking believable. Yeah, the atrocities that go on every single day in this world.
In
you
want to
speak of some atrocities?
Go ahead.
Let's talk about a California State East Bay professor arrested for allegedly possessing child pornography. A professor? Really?
Another East Bay night. East Bay night.
He was arrested earlier this month, was charged Wednesday in Missouri with statutory rape and sodomy. What does sodomy mean?
Cake.
In the butt.
I'm no. like, yay, cake.
No, in the butt.
Sorry.
Sodomy is in the butt.
I like cake.
Cake and sodomy is butt sex while you're eating. Right.
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 Cake.
for a statutory rape and sodomy after a federal investigator say a 20-year-old St. Louis woman allowed him, okay? This 20-year-old has a 13-month-old daughter.
Okay.
And she allowed...
So a year and a month.
Cake and sodomy. She allowed it.
With her daughter.
Right. Hey, professor, I have a 13-month-old. Perfect. You pass with an A.
Would you like to put your penis in my
Are
child's
you
asshole?
Are you serious? Fuck the mother.
Right?
13 months? What is that? It looks like a little fucking alien. Is that what you're into? That's
so weird.
It's
like a baby doll thing.
I know. Fuck a Barbie doll then. I've said this before. I don't understand what...
Did the baby live?
No, I'm not sure. We'll get to it. But I don't understand what they're attracted to. There is no form, no curves, no titties... Probably barely a fucking vagina. What are you doing? Do you just like take the baby and just rub it on your dick?
Right.
Like, I don't get that. I don't get what they're attracted to.
Do you notice that like...
That's so weird.
Dude, babies don't even have like a clit. Do you notice that? Like they don't even like develop until like way
Did you
later.
Just ask me if I noticed that?
No, I mean...
Like the last time I... What are you getting at here? No, I've never noticed that.
You've never
thanks.
Been around... Female naked babies?
No, what?
Or like seen pics? Well, I guess you never had a sister.
No.
No, well, I've seen pictures of me when I was a baby naked. And like, it's just like a peach. It's like there's nothing there.
I don't understand it.
I don't know. It's weird that like there's nothing there to like get excited about. There's a slit in the front and there's a hole in the back. And that's it.
Maybe it was the hole in the back. Who knows? Kenneth Kyle, 47, in San Francisco. Well, there's... Maybe why. Was originally arrested March 15th and charged in Superior Court with one count of possessing child porn and one count of child exploitation after authorities said they had found hundreds of images on his home computer in the South Market area and on his laptop. He was later charged in federal court with one count of transporting child pornography. Information that federal authorities found on Kyle's computers led them to the St. Louis area, where on Wednesday, St. Louis County police arrested college student Tessa Van Valera at her parents' home in the suburb of Baldwin. Is that the mother's fault for allowing it? I mean, obviously, it's his fault for initiating it, but... I don't think it would have happened if she wouldn't have been like, here's my baby.
Here you go.
He was doing just fine, it sounded like, with the child porn pictures, you know?
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, I see you're into child porn. I happen to have a 13-month-old. Can we work out a deal?
He's fucking... like, fuck, yeah.
Unbelievable, dude. That blows my fucking mind. I can't fathom that. I don't get it.
I don't understand. Like, your dick is the same size of the baby's spine at that point, you know? Maybe, like, half the size. But still, it's like, you're gonna puncture something.
Yeah. If you don't kill it, you're gonna fuck it. And I don't know, 13 months, do you think you remember that when you're older?
No.
You just have a weird
My earliest
fascination.
Memory is when I was 3.
Right, but I mean subconsciously, like, is there something where maybe you
Mom,
see...
Mom, why do I have stitches?
Yes.
Why do I have scars around my asshole?
That's weird. Why do I get scared every time Daddy's around?
Right. why are my insides on the outside?
Yeah, why am I all fucked up? According to St. Louis County Police, Kyle met Van Valera online and visited her 4 times in the past 5 months. The alleged molestations took place during those visits, police said. Quote... Baldwin is very nice. Nice homes, nice schools, low crime, said Officer Rick Eckert of St. Louis County Police. For something like this to happen around here, people are pretty shocked. For something like that to happen anywhere, people are pretty fucking shocked. Right, cop?
Yeah.
Right, Officer Eckert?
No, it's normal in like South Carolina and Utah and hell. But around here, I'm surprised. People are just shocked. Wow. Eckerd said the 13-month-old girl was treated at a hospital and is now in custody of the state. According to court records, the FBI first suspected Kyle of downloading child porn in December of 2009. An affidavit written by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents said his laptop contained more than 529 images of child porn and 33 child porn videos. It was unclear if any of the images involved Van Valera's daughter, Eckerd said. Now, that seems to me that that job would fucking suck.
Yeah.
Like, you're the one tasked with counting. And I understand you can maybe control A in the folder and have it do it, but you know you're going to see some of that shit.
You're going through and all this child pornography.
Yeah, that just, like, wouldn't sit right with me, I don't think. I don't think I could do that job.
I'd, like, chase down, like, where they came from.
I would just, yeah, dude, it would be so weird. And
it
then to see the person, I'd be like, I don't like kids, but I don't like old men that fuck kids either. And I like that less than I like this. So I'm going to just kill you. Is that cool?
Because you don't need to be on this planet.
Or, your choice, I could send you to jail with Sharpie marker, I fucked a 13-month-old written on your forehead and your back as a little tramp stamp. So your choice, I'll kill you now or I'll send you to jail. Either or. You pick. So, I don't know. Unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
Van Valera, now get this. She is being held in St. Louis County on the same charges as well as one count of incest.
Incest?
Incest is the best. Put your daughter to the test. Woo,
nasty.
Woo. That's my next rap song. No? You think that'll be a hit for the Cowboys? Hit her?
Incest.
That's fucked up. You're fucking your own kid, you disgusting fuck. And you didn't even wait for her to, like, develop anything. You were just doing it.
It was just, there's nothing there.
Go to Walmart and buy, like, a tub of Play-Doh. And then mush it around until it resembles a baby. And then just plow into that.
Or maybe get a baby doll, put Play-Doh inside it, cut a hole in it, and fuck it.
Or here's an idea, maybe stop fucking 13-month-olds. Just a shot in the dark. I'm just saying.
Try 13-year-olds, maybe.
Either
That's
or.
A little better.
Stop it. Charlie Clown says, this reminds me of Donnie Darko for some reason. Like the movie 8mm with Nicolas Cage. Yeah, that's what it kind of reminds me of. That was a weird, but that was more like snuff films and shit. Was
I've
eight.
Never seen You've never 8mm.
It was a good movie. But yeah, it's all about like the underground world of snuff films. And he's like, this one looks too real. And then they find out maybe it might have been real. And that fires off a whole nother mess of shit. Pretty cool movie, though. Except that I just ruined it for you. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and this just kind of goes on. I guess he's the Kyle guy. He's been an assistant professor in public affairs and administration at Cal State East Bay for 4 years. According to his profile, which has since been removed from the Hayward University's website, probably a good idea, huh?
Right.
His research interests include the application of feminist theories, specific social problems, i.e. homelessness and, oh, I don't know, sexual deviance, institutions, i.e. the family and the academy, and policies, mandatory computer ownership for university students,
and
chemical castration for sex offenders.
Whoa.
Huh. That's weird. That's your interest? Maybe look into this guy a little bit more than what you did when you hired him to work at a school. I'm just saying, you know. If I have a weird fetish for studying the chemical castration of sex offenders and how to avoid it, homelessness and sexual deviance, I mean, maybe look into it. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe
it's kind of weird, huh?
You don't want him to be employed by you. You know?
And you, mother, accused of incest. What the fuck?
That's disgusting, dude.
Unbelievable. Well, speaking of movies, I forgot to mention this last episode. We watched an awesome... Remember the other night we were talking about how we got to go because we were going to watch this new Woody Harrelson movie.
Right.
This movie is called Defendor.
Defendor.
D-O-R. Get it right. He hates it when you spell it wrong. Anyway. Right. I don't know. I've never heard anything of this movie coming out. I never saw it in theaters. Nothing. We watched it, and holy shit. That was such an amazing movie, I thought.
I thought so, too. I thought it was great.
He played the role, and it was... Oh, man, you guys got to see it. If you have a chance or you see it somewhere, buy it, download,
whatever.
Captain
Industry, man.
Captain Industry, we got to get him. But yeah, dude, the movie is called Defendor, D-E-F-E-N-D-O-R. I'll put a link to it in the show notes at thejamhole.com. Awesome movie.
Great movie.
I'm a fan of Woody's work, but that was just a really good movie. Like,
wait, did we see his ass?
Yeah.
Was it in there?
Yeah, it was. It was in the in his lair. When the girl came in, the crackhead, and he got up or something. And yeah, because I remember that. Because you see
his
ass in every movie he's in. Naked ass. What was that movie with him and Kiefer Sutherland? They were the Cowboy Way. I remember ever since that, I've seen his ass in every movie I've watched that he's been in.
God.
Zombieland, Trek.
Yeah.
All the shit. 2012, Trek. All of it, dude. I'm serious. So great. But yeah, it was a cool movie, so definitely check that out.
Fuck yeah.
So, got a couple more stories before we call it a night here. This is kind of awesome. Yeah, we were talking about autism and that kind of shit, and people are like, oh, it's the vaccines, and then it's like, oh, well, no, it's not, and we were right. Well, here's one going kind of the other way, which I thought was interesting. In Canton, a young man had a note in his hand when he showed up to Apostolic Lighthouse Tabernacle one Sunday in December. Okay?
Okay.
He said he was Gabriel Isaiah Thomas, but had no ID, and claimed he didn't know where he was from. Now, if you know Gabriel, the archangel, Isaiah, Abraham's son that he took to the mountaintop to kill, and right before he did, God was like, whoa, don't do that.
I
was totally kidding. I didn't think you were going to do it. I mean, Abraham, you crazy fucker, come here. You know you're my guy. Come here, Abraham. And obviously Thomas, the doubting Thomas, from all biblical stuff anyway. Neither
right.
here nor there. No ID, didn't know where he was from. Quote, "Here is my son," the note read. "If you are reading this, then he is truly alone. Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
Ellipsis.
Ellipsis.
He is severely autistic. Goodbye to all that are left behind." So, retard shows up with three Bible names and this note. Weird, right? At a tabernacle, a religious place.
Okay.
The church contacted Perry Township Police, who then called the Stork County Board of Developmental Disabilities, that's the Board of Retards, who found the young man a place to live. But over the next few days, as investigators pieced together the fragments of the man's story, Stark County DD and sheriff's deputies discovered the truth. It was a scam.
No shit.
You big faker, belly acher. You're a liar. Thomas is really Bradley Birdsong. He's not autistic or disabled. And on Monday, Stark County Common Police Judge Frank Forcione sentenced him to a year in prison, the maximum for the con. You go around conning people into giving you things, pretending to be an autistic retard, now you're doing a year in prison. Enjoy.
Have fun.
The judge said he planned to place Birdsong, who's 21, in the Stark Regional County Community Correction Center. Wow. After Birdsong serves, excuse my face, 60 days in prison.
Excuse
your face. Birdsong, who pleaded guilty last month to felony theft and misdemeanor obstructing official business, also has to pay the county $4,000 for the services he used. Good luck getting that, right? In court, Birdsong said he has been taking life for granted and denied having a drug or alcohol problem, but didn't give an explanation for his actions. Quote, "It's a despicable thing to do, really," said the assistant county prosecutor. "He's stealing from people who need those services, like the real retards, and taking advantage of the people who work hard to provide those services." That's awesome.
Yeah.
Would you maybe fake something a little easier than autism?
Yeah.
Like, autism, there's a lot. You gotta do weird things with your hands, and you gotta, like, with your...
There's different shades of autism, man.
Yeah,
you gotta
that's
be really
true.
Careful. I don't know. There's...
Maybe he picks something that's hard to define.
Maybe.
Or hard to say that, no, you don't.
I
it's
knew,
hard
I
to
knew
prove
a friend
that
of
you
mine
don't.
a friend of mine had a little brother. He was like 7 when I met him. But we were all in Florida, living in Florida.
All autistic?
No. This kid was autistic, but his hands were always curled up, like, you know, just like this, and he like shook kind of all the time and like did shit with his head, and he only spoke French.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's idiot savant level. Was he building houses of cards and shit?
I don't know. But like, they could talk to him and he understood them, but he will reply in French.
Charlie Clown says he wore a diaper and had to be bathed. I know, that's so awful.
And like half the time with his right hand, he would make signs like he's signing in English, but he's not speaking in French.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't complete sign language.
Was it spasms? Because sometimes they
do
that.
No, he would like spell out shit.
Really?
You know, and like it was what he was saying in French, but his hands didn't keep up with his French.
Ah, but it was actual, like, right. He was forming words?
And it was English in his hand.
That's
and
weird.
French coming out of his mouth.
Do they have, is sign language different in different
yes.
language? It is? Okay,
extremely.
So, okay, I didn't know that. I thought maybe there was one, like, Braille is Braille, isn't it? It's not,
no.
Here's French Braille and here's German Braille. Is it different?
It's in another language.
But I don't know.
It's
I guess
not
I,
one
I
was, alphabet for
okay, that's
one
what
thing
I was thinking, that it was like its own thing. I didn't know like each one had a version. You'd think it'd be easier
like,
if it was all
like
one
thing,
Braille,
right? Like with Braille, say like two dots is an A. Well, and they don't have an A in another language. It's something
right, okay.
else. So
that
it's going to be
sense.
Different dots. Like same with signing and stuff. They're going to be different symbols for different shit. So
this guy, he's going to be the psychological eval, of course, and they're saying Birdsong spoke with a childlike voice. He claimed he couldn't read or write. He wore a diaper and had to be bathed, which is what Charlie Clown said. Thank you. But his story also had holes and inconsistencies, of course.
Right.
Like they walked in and found him jerking off like a man.
Probably.
When a sheriff's deputy finally confronted Birdsong about his identity on December 21st, his demeanor changed to that of a normal functioning adult. Oops. Giving
Don't
another false
up.
Name. Yeah, if you're going to play it. Don't half-ass it. Especially around cops. They'll figure that shit out. They'll sniff it out. They'll make you trip up your own shit.
Oh, yeah.
Giving another false name, he said he had jumped from big city to big city pulling cons and scams. After being taken to jail, he finally gave up his real name and said he was from Arkansas. He tried, but not very hard, did he?
No, not very. He didn't really put up a fight, if you ask me.
All right, well, speaking of not putting up a fight, check this out. Some people will go to extraordinary lengths to save their pets, right?
Right.
Absolutely. Tales of pet owners giving CPR to their cats and dogs are fairly common.
Yeah.
But how many folks would try to resuscitate a wild animal, Cracky.
What kind?
Possums are prone to play dead.
God.
Hold on. Especially when threatened.
Don't
That's
fuck with a possum.
A little saying I just made up, playing possum.
Possums.
And what that means
are
is
mean
you're
as
playing
fuck.
Dead.
Do not fuck with a possum.
Their eyes glaze over, their teeth are bared, and they secrete a rank stench from their glands. But the possum lying along the Colonel Drake Highway on Thursday, he was doing none of that, troopers said. You know why?
Why?
Because it was long dead certified roadkill. And
Ew.
Donald Wolf was intent on bringing it back to life.
I was hoping it was still alive and it would. Their teeth. Have you ever looked?
Yeah.
Oh my
Vicious.
God.
But this
dude,
one was dead for probably a few days, and this guy's trying to give it mouth to mouth.
Check this
That's
out,
so
dude.
Awesome.
If a possum has babies around it or near it, and there was a possum that had a nest up in by my house, and it would always be up in this fucking tree and hiss at me and shit. Just
yeah.
Like, and do that shit or whatever. But like, I go to back out of my driveway, right? And the possum is in front of my car.
Just staring you down.
And I can't go. And it would not back down because I was so close to its babies. It's fucking. Dude,
where are my
babies? Like, I swear to God, if we could have, it was like shoulder checking my car. It was like,
weird.
Fuck you, get away from me or whatever. I was like, dude, I'm going to run you over.
Should have just ran the fuck over.
No, I thought it was cool as shit, but they are mean as
fuck.
Oh, fuck
it. Like raccoons, dude. They'll fucking fuck your shit up.
They're like 10 times worse than raccoons.
Raccoons are mean, dude.
No.
If you fuck with them,
Raccoon will maw your face. Dude, like wolverines, cats. Dude. They get big, and they got some claws and teeth. Dude, raccoons will kill you.
You know what you do?
Well, you
throw
shoot
out
them.
Cat food at night. They won't bug you.
Oh, well.
Not
yeah.
a big deal.
If you want to feed them as
no,
pets.
No, raccoons are cool. I've never had a problem
with them. Yeah,
they're
cool. But I'm saying if you,
I've
like,
trapped,
spook
trapped
one.
Them and killed them and sold them to people.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you spook one, they'll fuck you up. They'll kill your cats and shit. Like,
yeah.
they're mean and they're pretty big.
Yeah,
they
they're pretty mean.
Big,
but no, possums,
yeah, yeah, they're way
they're
worse.
Way worse. They're fucking vicious. They will chase you for no reason. They will attack you for no. I mean, if you come within 20 feet of where their babies are. Holy shit, dude. You're getting your shit mauled.
Oh, for sure. So check this out. The trooper Jamie Levier of the Punxsutawney Barracks said witnesses saw Wolf, who's 55, locking lips with the lifeless marsupial about 3 p.m. in a remote area about 80 miles northeast of Pittsburgh.
That's disgusting.
Me. After receiving several calls, troopers arrested Wolf alongside an isolated stretch of the highway and charged him with public drunkenness. Okay. Levier says the Brookville man was, quote, extremely intoxicated and, quote, did have his mouth in the area of the animal's mouth, I guess.
That's disgusting.
And it says that, I guess. Is that your quote? Okay. Another person saw Wolf kneeling before the deceased animal and gesturing as though he were conducting a seance. That's
fuck?
Weird. Lactose, Domino's, like trying to bring it back from the dead, you weird fuck. In a release statement, police said, listed the victim of the incident as society. When things like this happen, society is always the victim.
Of course.
Wolf will face the charges before the judge. That's awesome.
Maybe if you like just hit it and it was like a bunny, then maybe. And I would use a paper towel.
Right, maybe.
Or something.
Maybe. All right, and the last story for tonight, if you think your job sucks, here
oh
we go.
God.
Ravenswood, West Virginia, hit a herda. A Ravenswood convenience store clerk could honestly tell her bosses she had a, wait for it, crappy evening. Oh, why, you might ask? Because a customer allegedly decided to deface the store's bathroom using his own
poop
feces.
Sweet.
That's why it was a crappy evening. Amazing. I
Ew.
Wish I could get paid
to
write.
When I went to the Boys and Girls
the
Club.
The worst pun ever.
When I went to the Boys and Girls Club in Sarasota, Florida, when I was a kid, I went there for a long time.
Amham says possums are harmless, by the way.
It tastes good. Anyway. Well,
that's me totally not giving a fuck.
No, possum and raccoon taste exactly the same, and they're like dark meat and they're greasy.
Like kitty.
No, they're dark meat and greasy. I don't Ugh. Like them, but the people at my dad's work, I'm not going to say what color they were, but they paid a pretty penny for them, so we trapped and killed them and skinned them and
Would
sold them
the
to
word-
them.
Would the In raccoon being coon, would that maybe help people figure it out?
It was a little bit of a cannibalism act. Anyway,
oh,
so
horrible. Womp, womp, womp.
Anyway, they liked him. I don't fucking know. They also eat ladyfish, which I think are disgusting. But anyway, at the Boys and Girls Club in Sarasota, Florida, I went there for quite a long time. I go there after school. And stay there until my parents got off work. And then in the summertime, I would go there so my parents could go to work and whatever.
Right.
And there was this kid who had Down syndrome. Bleh was his name. And he
Did
was,
he say it like that? Bleh!
Yeah.
Bleh, bleh, let it out, bleh.
Yeah, kind of.
Awesome.
Like, for real.
Like Timmel. Okay.
Yeah, and he looked like he was 12, but he was like 19 or some
nice.
Shit.
Nice.
And I remember him being blonde.
See,
and, like,
people
really
like that should get jobs in porn for the fetish of, what's that called, twinks or something?
Ew.
Where the older guys go after the younger gay guys.
Ew.
Like, that should be it. Why are you fucking little children? You could just fuck this 23-year-old who looks 12
anyway.
And has the mind of a 12-year-old.
Anyway, so, like, one day
anyway.
He fucking got into this. He got into the boys' locker room and kind of, like, stayed in there, and everybody else was doing something. And we were like, what the fuck is this smell? And, like, I walk by the guy's locker room, and I'm like, oh, it's coming from in there. And, like, I grab somebody, and I'm like, dude, Something reeks. Oh. Like, and it is bad.
Did you know it was poop, though? Because poop has a very distinct smell.
Yeah, but I was like, dude, something smells. Go check it out.
Yeah, just say some shit. Ah.
So they found Billy in the locker room in nothing but a white t-shirt.
Nice.
With shit smeared all over himself and the walls.
Really?
He
interesting.
Smeared it on himself
because...
and then rubbed it on the walls.
Interesting, because... that's kind of what this guy did.
So gross.
This guy is 42. He went to Gary's Beverage and Video, appearing very intoxicated. Okay, this will come into play later. The complaint states that Holcomb repeatedly called the clerk honey and kept asking her if he could use the store's bathroom. The clerk refused to allow him to use the restroom as it was marked for employees only. However, Holcomb allegedly ignored the denial and went into the bathroom anyway. Why did you ask then? Why didn't you just do it in the first place? After using the bathroom, he left the store. After he left, the clerk said she began to smell a terrible odor coming from the bathroom. When she went to check the bathroom, she discovered feces smeared all over the walls, floor, doorknob, light switch, and the toilet itself.
Ugh.
Actually, she found shit everywhere except in the fucking toilet.
Right.
The clerk reported that there was toilet paper available in the restroom. So this wasn't unnecessary. There was toilet paper. He did not need to wipe his ass with the light switch, the doorknob, the floor, the walls, and probably the toilet himself. Okay. So she did not report whether or not he had flushed before he left, though. Wanky wank. The clerk then called the cops, let them know there was shit everywhere. Cops got there. They searched for the guy. The clerk reportedly had to spend a considerable time cleaning and sanitizing the entire bathroom. I would have spent a considerable time stealing all of the money and then leaving and never, ever coming back and blaming it on the guy who smeared shit everywhere. Done.
Ta-da! Well, video camera. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I guess I would have had to thought of that beforehand.
Right.
Based on the condition of the scene and the information provided, Fox obtained a warrant for Holcomb's arrest on one misdemeanor count of destruction of property. Holcomb was arrested on the warrant and arraigned. So, pretty awesome.
Woo!
I wouldn't do that. I couldn't. You can never make me clean up another person's shit. That is one thing I will never do. Along with working fast food. Also, something I will never do.
I did that. That's where I started out.
I know. I promised myself when I was like 13 that I would never work fast food ever because I had friends that did it. And I dated a girl that did it, and it she came home greasy and smelling like Wendy's. I mean, I got free food all the time, which was cool. But I was just like, you know, I need something more than that. And I made a promise to myself. You know how you do that? Like, I'm never going to shoot up drugs. Okay, well, I didn't make that. But also, never going to work fast food. Never have. So, Anyway, you about ready to call it a night here?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Of course, thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. We got / MySpace and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and all that stuff. Keep an eye out on the YouTube this weekend. I'll have a little sexy dancing video. Should be pretty cool. Also, if you guys want us to do a Florida show, get your asses on the jamhole.com/forums. Find the thread there and post. Let us know. We need a head count of at least 20 for us to do this. Otherwise, forget it. Because it's going to cost more than if not 20 people show up. So it's going to be in Florida. We're at in Florida. Cape Coral.
Either Sarasota or Cape Coral.
Let's,
around in there.
Let's shoot for Sarasota. Because I think there'll be more places open
and
to us.
I know my way around.
Exactly. So, Sarasota, Florida, sometime in September. If you are interested in that post there, we need a head count of at least 20 people. So, thejamhole.com/forums. / contest. Make sure you get your entries in to win an autographed Keith and the Girl book. April 15th is when that contest ends. 406-204-4687. Did I say that already? That's our number. You can give us a call, leave a message, whatever. Other than that, we'll talk to you guys Monday. Have a good weekend. Be safe. We love you. Peace.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.